With us now to discuss their campaign for re-election, State Senator Lisa Grafstein. Senator, good morning. Appreciate your time.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me join you today.
Of course. Why are you running again, Senator?
Well, I'm running for the same reason I ran before, which is that I think there are a lot of issues that I've got some experience in that I can be useful in, including things around health care. And my work has been involving people with disabilities and working on their behalf for the last 13 or so years of my 30-year career. And it's a passion of mine, and I want to make sure that I'm there to help continue that work.
Senator, during your time so far in the Senate, are there items that you're most proud of that you've been able to help accomplish?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there have been a lot of bills that I've been able to help improve just based on my experience, like I said, in the arena of disability and trying to get more services for people, but also just on standing up on issues. You know, as you know, I serve in the minority, and so we don't really aren't really in a position to pass a lot of bills without majority support, but I really tried hard to advocate for things like public education and working on things around infrastructure and development and accountability for what our local governments are able to get accomplished in terms of affordable housing and abilities for people to live and work in the communities where they are. So I've been working on those issues more in the background, but I've been proud of my ability to work across the aisle and get some things done.
Yeah, let me piggyback on a couple of those thoughts. I want to start with the affordable housing, which is one of the key issues of your race and your campaign. We know how much Wake County as a whole is growing. I think about 50 people per day, the last report I saw. If you're reelected, what can the Senate do to help manage the growth as it relates to affordable housing in our communities?
Yeah, I think a big thing that I've realized, you know, in my first term is that a lot of what the state needs to do is let local governments managed growth. You know, there are a lot of restrictions on what local governments can and can't require of developers. You know, for example, we don't allow impact fees, which I think is a huge thing in Southern Wake County because we have growth way outpacing the development of better roads. And so the first line really is to make sure that as a legislature, we're empowering the local governments to be able to do what they need to do to manage the growth that they have.
We talked about education a little bit earlier, kind of on a broad scale, but would like your thoughts, because reading this morning, you think we could do more for public education, that kind of amid the backdrop of House Bill 10 and the opportunity scholarships. Just curious where you think the Senate and the legislators could go if you're reelected in terms of education.
Yeah, I mean, I think the courts have told us that we've really been shortchanging our schools, especially in rural areas where they don't have the kind of, you know, infrastructure we have in Wake County, where the county commission is able to supplement education funding in ways that they really can't in other counties. And so that's why I have opposed the expansion of the opportunity scholarships. You know, the scholarships were there originally to help people who are low income who couldn't afford private schools, but it's been far expanded to where it's really much more helping people who are wealthy who are already sending their kids to private schools. So I think, you know, as a fundamental matter, we need to fund things like a nurse in every school, which is a bill that I filed. We need to have better pay for other school staff, psychologists in schools, because teachers are being asked to do a lot more than they were asked to do before. We're not really paying them enough. So we're just meeting our basic funding obligations at the state level. That hasn't been happening for so long. It's really fallen to the counties. And like I said, Wake County is trying to make up the difference. And if you didn't like your property tax bill, which most people didn't, it's because the county commission had to step in and do some of that funding. So I'd really like us to see the state take back the responsibility to fund our schools.
Senator, what do you see as the biggest difference in this race between you and your opponent?
I think, you know, we differ on a lot of policy issues, and I think what I've tried to focus on is, you know, the kinds of things that I support. So, like I said, I'm against the expansion of the opportunity scholarships. I think that's the difference. Reproductive freedom has been a big issue this year. I'm somebody who's pro-choice, and I think that is a differentiator. So those kinds of things. And I also want, you know, point to my record. I've been in public interest for 30 years, and I've been doing work on behalf of working people with disabilities, and that's been my background. So I really just kind of rest on that.
Senator, what is the one thing you want listeners of your district to know about you as they head to the polls? Perhaps maybe they're heading today for early voting.
I'm sure. I mean, I think one of the things that I think surprises people when I meet them at the polls is that, you know, we're human beings. I'm a human being. I'm a mom. I'm a civil rights lawyer. But fundamentally, my values are really aligned with a lot of the things people care about. We all just want to have safe schools, safe streets, safe communities. And to have our government do its job and not overreach into our lives. And I think that resonates with a lot of people.
Where can our listeners go to learn more about you and your campaign, Senator?
Yeah, thank you. It's lisagrastein.com is my website. I invite people to reach out to me there. They're also welcome to email me at lisa.grafstein@gmail.com.
Lisa Grafstein, State Senator, running for re-election. Senator, thanks so much for the time and the perspective today, and hope we can visit again in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you.